Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, folks. It's another show of the another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. What's happening, everybody? We got a heck of a show tonight. Our good friend and return guest, Angel Mom Marianne Mendoza, will be joining us again. As will, I believe, our good friend Jim Price of the Jim Price Show. He's coming to you live from the Midwest, telling you things from that perspective. We're going to have him come on the show. Let's see if the guests are going to come on here soon. I'm going to contact them right after this fun stuff, so stick around.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Head on over there now. You can get the follow-up to that great jam there. It's called Survivors. And so it's like Last Call and then Part 2, The Survivors. Last Call is about the police officer passing away. Part 2 is about the survivors. And all the proceeds are going to survivors of, officials, police officers and such, killed in the line of duty, which is a tragic thing that happens on a regular basis nowadays, it seems. I want to say hello to everybody there in the live feed. Gary Binford, Nation Savers 2020, coming at you pretty soon here. Make sure you seek out Nation Savers 2019. They're out there now, and we're getting ready to transition. I want to say hello to Alicia. I want to say hello to Christine, Alan, Sandy, Katrina, Lola, Reb, Ray, the lead singer of Thunderstruck Florida. Rock on, brother! And Rev Ryan, I'm sure he's simulcasting tonight for us. That's a good deal. And everybody out in Blog Talk Radio Land and everybody else there in the live feed, thanks for tuning in. Please share. Trey's logging in. And we're here and we're having a fun day. I'm being told that they lost the video feed. I guess we're getting spotty service once again. I'm back. Fucking back. You know. But we're going to be getting Marianne Mendoza on here shortly, hopefully. She said she was coming on tonight. We sent her the number. We set up the whole show, and we're ready to go. She's a very busy lady. She just recently testified on behalf of Angel Families, the organization that she's the co-founder of. And I'm going to try here to play this video of her testimony as she scolds sanctuary senators. It's pretty amazing stuff, Marianne Mendoza. This is coming off Breitbart. Check it out. See if we get it to come on. It's this.
Marianne Mendoza is the co-founder of Angel Families, a national support organization for relatives of Americans killed by undocumented immigrants. The organization advocates for policies which will uphold U.S. immigration laws. Her son, Sergeant Brandon Mendoza of Mesa, Arizona Police Department, was tragically killed in a violent head-on collision. Thank you for being here today and willing to share your story and the stories of others impacted by the issue, Ms. Mendoza. Chief Andy Harvey is the recently retired chief of police for the city of Palestine, Texas. Chief Harvey spent 21 years with the Dallas Police Department, and he had a distinguished 21-year military career with the U.S. Air Force Reserve, Texas Air National Guard, and the Texas Army National Guard. Thank you for being here today, your past and current service. Both of you will have 5 minutes for opening testimony. We'll begin with Ms. Mendoza.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the price on this earth, we're called to be transformed internally, which will impact our external behavior.
I might have made a boo-boo.
I'm testifying today on behalf of all Angel families who have been affected by illegal alien crime. But today specifically, I'm addressing the pain, suffering, and loss brought to American families after sanctuary policies prohibited ICE detainers to be honored, resulting in illegal alien criminals being released into our communities and committing criminal acts. Until one of you who support sanctuary policies or any elected official shoves any these sanctuary policies on us are directly affected by illegal alien crime, you will never understand the depth of pain, grief, and hopelessness that they create. These policies are not put on the ballot for voter approval. They are put in place without voter approval. And many people have been convinced by politicians and special interest groups that sanctuary policies keep our communities safer. Nothing could be further from the truth. Just ask our law enforcement officers. And I've talked to men and women on the front lines from Virginia to Arizona, Texas to Montana, and they know the danger of releasing criminal illegal aliens into our communities and neighborhoods. Americans are being victimized and left behind by the very officials they voted into office and who made an oath to protect and uphold the law. This includes immigration law. Every day, Americans are being marginalized as collateral damage by this incredibly dangerous mindset that illegal aliens deserve above the law protections while they remain illegally present in our country. Brandon Mendoza was a sergeant with the Mesa, Arizona Police Department, and on May 12, 2014, he was on his way home from work when a repeat criminal illegal alien, more than three times the legal limit drunk, high on meth, drove over 35 miles the wrong way on four different freeways. Next, slammed head-on going over 100 miles.
Holy moly, I think we're being hacked.
This illegal criminal had committed crimes in Colorado years before. Never showed up for court. He was caught crossing the border from Mexico, taken back to Sanctuary, Colorado to face his charges, was given a slap on the wrist.
Think we're being hacked.
And released by the judge. And he ultimately ended up in Arizona killing my son. In November of 2018, Aaron was shot more than 25 times by a repeat offender, criminal in Springfield, Missouri. I set a detainer on Luis Perez and had requested Middlesex County, New Jersey, to hold him for deportation proceedings following his arrest for felony crimes that included assault, aggravated assault, and child abuse. He had the ICE detainer been honored, as every detainer should be, Aaron Hampton would be alive today. Make no mistake, Luis Perez is a repeat offender, criminal illegal alien from Mexico who has no legal right to live in our country. He committed crimes that was not only shown leniency, but shielded from repercussions for his actions by the government of New Jersey. I ask of this committee, would I be shown the same leniency had I broken federal law? Would any state in this union protect me or any other American from being detained, arrested, and prosecuted by the federal government? We all know the answer, a resounding no. In July of 2019, Jonathan West Jr. was on his way home from work on his motorcycle in Richmond, California, when Jocelyn Escobar, an illegal alien, turned in front of him. He landed on her windshield and was thrown 10 feet into a pole. Jonathan died 9 days later. Taylor is walking free in California because of sanctuary policies, while Jonathan's mother, Joe, lives her biggest.
Dang it, this is horrifying.
3 days. November 2018, Sandra Cohen, a fire marshal, and Carlos, an FBI agent, were killed on the side of the road in sanctuary Monaco.
We get the point, yeah.
County. That illegal alien was fined $240. That's what an FBI agent
was. I'm going to switch connection, and I'm going to see. What the hell is going on with this thing? My wonderful speaker is crapping out on me. I'm going to try to get a better link, and we'll get that played. Maybe we'll get the thing played out right so that we can actually hear it without all that crap. I don't know. Maybe it's my connection, so I'm going to switch over to my, hotspot on my phone. That's what I've been using. Things over there making funny noises. But anyway, I'm going to bring in one of my guests here. This is Jim Price of the Jim Price Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome him in right here, right now. He's got a great show. We'll let him talk about it right now. What's happening? Tell folks about the Jim Price Show real fast, and then we'll start the show off.
Well, it was the idea that we needed to fill that gap of information between what we've been feeding ourselves for the last 10 to 12 years and trying to get out there ahead of the stories and understand what's really going on and actually verifying what Trump is doing for us and making sure that he's not screwing up. But at the same time, being able to push back on just the illegitimate information that keeps being put out there. I constantly fight that. I'm constantly fighting for individual freedoms. I'm constantly fighting for those individual liberties that the Democrats seem to want. And that's really not even the Democrats. There's some Republicans too, some rhinos in there that are really wanting to take us to a full socialist system. And I think we started that out with Social Security and other things, and I think it's become systematically just a bigger and bigger machine that we can't hardly fight. But yeah. I think that what we can do is we can talk about these things and get the information out of there and make sure that people are educated. One of the things I've seen over the years, it seems like it started back in the 50s. Everybody quit talking about politics. Everybody kept talking about religion. Everybody quit talking about education and how to spend money, and look at us now. Those are the four major issues that we have in our country.
I say that all
lack
the time. Jim, I believe that started right around the time of the Kennedy assassination. I think that was when it all really kicked off there, right around 1963, 1964. That's my opinion.
That's late 50s, early 60s era right in there. there was this switch in how people really wanted to talk about government, but it was also the bigger plan of getting us away from the church, you know, getting us away from morals, getting us away from a good education, getting us away from patriotism. If you look, it's just been bleaching down and bleaching down, and look at where we are now. We lack moral dignity within our own communities. We lack good education, and we're fighting it from the word go.
It's crazy. Every day is a battle. I'm getting tired, and I've done hundreds of episodes, and I'm just tired, my friend. Oh, yeah. It's like banging your head against the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got and the bad part of it is that people like you and me and my show, you know, there's bad information that they try to spread about me. There's bad information that has been written about me, but yet I can't fix that. I can't change that. No different than how CNN reports on Trump killing a religious leader over the weekend. He wasn't a religious leader. He was the head of ISIS. Like, how can you bleach that out and say that's what we're going to call it? We're going to call him a religious leader, and somehow Trump is now the bad guy? I mean, how does the Washington Post live with itself? That's not what this should be about. So this misinformation is so blatant. Oh, it's horrible.
If you go back, you can find the sound bites. You can find the sound bites. I heard it today on the Hannity show. The difference between the killing of Bin Laden and the killing of what the heck's his name? Agbay Gagadagadi, or whatever the heck his name
Baghdadi.
Is. Baghdadi.
Baghdadi.
Yeah. So here's the difference in rhetoric between, well, what a great hero, Obama takes out Bin Laden, the number one terrorist. Fast forward a few years, new number one terrorist. Trump takes out the new number one terrorist of the world. What a heel. I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's firing up ISIS. This is the end of the world. We're all going to die. Oh, my God.
Why didn't he involve the Kurds? The Kurds could have been a part of the kill. Why was it only American forces? Did they collaborate with the Russians? Is he collaborating with the Russians behind the scenes on this kill? I mean, how far do these people want to go that they're willing to destroy not only individuals like you and me, where they want to print stuff in newspapers and they want us to run stuff, you know, on the Internet, but they're willing to do it to a president? I mean, they know no bounds. And what the greatest thing that Trump has allowed this to happen, and I'm going to tell you, for the last 20 years, I have been fighting to say that the Democrats are not who they say they are. They're not the social justice people. They're not the people looking out for the poor. They're not the people that are looking out for the middle class. Trump has finally got them to say, we want open borders. We want single-payer health care no matter what. We want to allow illegal immigrants to come over here and get benefits that our VA guys can't get.
I believe that President Trump is solely responsible for the extreme radical left turn that we've seen in this party, because it was their agenda all along. He baited them so well, and they took the bait and they spilled the beans on every little thing that he baited them with. They still haven't learned. He sticks that little carrot out on a stick and leaves them to oblivion.
You think about the Ukrainian thing. I have a scenario with the Ukrainian thing. So think about this. I'm going to give you a really quick, it's about 2-minute story of how this all went down. And I want your listeners to think about this for a second. He knew there was a leak within inside his group. And I'm going to take a little bit of liberties with some filling in the blanks, but it all connects very well. He knew there was a leak. He knew somebody had been spilling the beans to Schiff or to Pelosi, or it was getting out to the newspapers. They couldn't figure out where it was at. So here's my scenario. Here's how he fixed it. He goes, okay, listen, my inner circle, listen to you guys. Listen, I know you guys are safe, but I want you to let this slip out to this person. So when you see Bill, say peanut butter. And when you see John, you say jelly. And when you see Tim, you say bread. And let's see which story comes back to us. Well, lo and behold, peanut butter comes back. That story gets it back. And he was the only person that knew that story. So then, knowing that the Ukrainian issue had to be talked about, how do you present Biden on a spit? How do you get him out there to roast himself about Ukraine? Oh, wait, what we'll do is we'll go over, we'll have a conversation that we think we're having in private, but in front of peanut butter. hey, I can't believe President Trump had that quid pro quo on that conversation with Ukrainian president. Oh, I can't believe it. If that ever gets out, his presidency is sunk. So peanut butter, whoever this guy is, who this leak was, runs to Schiff, or runs to Pelosi. I've got the story of a lifetime. We've got him. Well, Schiff runs over to – he goes, okay, what conversation? The Ukrainian president one? Okay. He goes over, puts his K card in the computer. He says, I can't find the story. I can't find the transcripts on that call. It's in a double secure top secret server that I have to have two points of reference, two people logging at the same time. I can't get to it, so it must be true. Pelosi goes out on a Tuesday at 5 o'clock Eastern time, says, we've got him. We've on bended knee, we have gone to God and asked him what our guidance should be, and we have to now open impeachment inquiry. The next day, Trump releases the transcript and shows everybody, you're all full of crap. So do you see how this whole thing got exposed? But what is the one thing, besides the fact he found out who his leak is, and now his leak knows he's exposed, but you got everybody to talk about Biden and his son. So this is not a fresh topic. It's not something that Trump is picking on Biden about, but we got to talk about the whole – yeah, the China $1.5 billion, the whole thing. It all came out. And that's the beauty of this. As much as it may have seemed like Trump is going through the you know, the hell he's going through, but in reality, he exposed Biden and his son, and he also exposed the leak he had within his inner circle. So I think just that like Trump, in his ways, he's brilliant.
But just like everything else, he's a Democrat swamp rat. And nothing's going to happen to Joe Biden. At least it's going to be years before anything happens. Right now, what I'm really key on is the Horowitz and the Durham reports that are getting ready to drop, and for Attorney General Barr to wrap up his investigation into what he, you know, they switched it over to now it's a criminal investigation, and
right. They're
starting to tremble. I think they're really starting to get nervous that the truth is going to come out on this Russia dossier thing is going to all blow up in their face.
Well, if they're clear back into 2015 at this point. See, there's a bigger investigation than just that initial 1 year. So
this is going to boomerang back and get them. I've been talking for years how corrupt and crooked these people are. I'm like, they're going down. It's like, no way, they're not going down. No one goes down. They're not going down. They're going down. Something's going to happen.
Here's the problem, though.
Scapegoats.
It's like telling the American public we have UFOs. You got to remember the American public has to be spoon-fed slowly. If he walked out there day one after your inauguration and showed the 30,000 emails that Hillary Clinton had, showed the uranium deal where Hillary had, you know, gone and got paid for all that stuff, she would have been a martyr. But see, by letting them investigate him and then them not finding anything, hey, your Democrats investigated me for $42 million. I'm clean, boys. Oh, by the way, what are we digging up on you? Oh, look, here, what's this Ukraine thing? What's this uranium thing? Oh, what's this? And the thing is we have to normalize it in our daily conversation, because if you told the public day one, she would be a martyr. Obama would be a martyr. There would be nothing that we could actually do or say to change anybody's mind, because it would just be Trump picking on them. We had to normalize these conversations. And that's the sad part about our country, is that it takes so long to get people to really see what's right in front of them.
Yep. And another thing that's wrong is you feed them a lie for long enough, they believe the lie. When they hear the truth, they can never believe the truth.
There's no way that's the truth.
It's been all over forever, 100 years. It's been like this. What do you mean it's like that? There's no way. You're crazy. And then they try to make you the crazy one. And then one day, a big gust of wind comes, your tinfoil hat blows off, and you're justified, and our day is upon us, coming upon us.
I feel like I'm always talking about taking my tinfoil hat off for everybody, because the stuff I talk about, they're like, well, no, that's not happening. We would already know about it. I'm like, it's already in the news. It's already been released. I mean, Judicial Watch, who spends a lot of money suing to get information released, they've been out in the front of this. They've been really out there and talking about and releasing documents that are really horrible. But we have to normalize it. We have to take our time and get the public to digest it and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah.
I don't know. I think what we've done, the biggest thing we've done is just honestly finally got the Democrats to show their true colors. And so we don't have to try to explain why we saw those true colors in them all these years. They're just showing it. I mean, look at what they're talking about in these debates. I mean, talking about, you know, even if Beto is a, you know, a fake Mexican white guy, I mean, that's down there in El Paso trying to pass himself off as something he's not, he says he's going to show up and take your guns. Well, you know, brother, you and what? So now you're going to tell the police department to go against what they believe in themselves, the military? I mean, what are we talking about here, folks? I mean, taking over it. I have VA insurance because I have service-connected disability. And I'm telling you right now, you guys don't want on it. You may think free is cool, but it ain't cool, guys. You wait 3-4 right. months for a regular doctor's appointment. You know, I still have to pay for all my medications. There's nothing free about it. It's very inconvenient,
Jimmy,
and a not very good system.
It looks like our guest has arrived.
Good.
She is here in the queue. Let me try this again real fast. See what happens. Seemed like we were getting hacked the last time I tried this.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. It was making some weird noises like I never heard before. It was skipping and jumping and making like feedback, like Jimi Hendrix just came alive in my speakers. And it's not letting me play it now. All right, well, I'm going to bring it. Ladies
really?
And gentlemen, welcome to the show, our good friend, return guest, Angel Mom, Marianne Mendoza. What's happening, Marianne? Thanks so much for joining.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
Now,
I'm
earlier in the show.
I'm in beautiful Woodstock, Georgia right now.
And the beautiful weather down here in the South tonight is wonderful. I'm a state South. I'm down there in the Sunshine State right now, but it is really nice outside. See? Boy, they're after me tonight. I'm turning this thing off.
Nice.
They're after our show tonight. They don't want us to get the message out. I don't know.
Well, my page has been throttled back like as if my page doesn't even exist. I mean, it's gone from things were going crazy to literally almost to a dead standstill. I got shadow banned because of a post I did about the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, Marianne knows all about being shadow banned and censored. You actually testified about being shadow banned now, right, Marianne?
No, I was testifying for Senator Tillis's sanctuary, victims of sanctuary policies bill that he's trying to put through. Is what I testify now.
And I thought one time you spoke up about being censored. I guess that was just it went all over the place. They were censoring you on Twitter. I've seen it.
Yeah,
but,
they actually suspended me, and President Trump tweeted out about it. And then they were shadow banning me, censoring me on Facebook, and they won't let me put a 501c3 donate button on our Angel Moms page. They said I violated their community standards too many times, so they won't allow one of my pages. That is a legitimate 501c3 to have a donate button on it, and it's been quite frustrating dealing with social media.
So now they had this hearing. What was the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing? Was that just one part of a long day of hearings? And this one would happen to be on the sanctuary policies, and that's why you testified that day?
No, it was just a standalone bill that Senator Tillis from North Carolina is trying to get passed for victims of sanctuary policy crimes. To where if a sanctuary jurisdiction releases a criminal back out onto the streets and they do harm to an American citizen, that we can sue those officials who have put those sanctuary policies into place, which is a huge, step and a huge thing for Angel families because our hands are tied, unlike illegal aliens who can cross our border illegally, come into our country, and then sue our government for being separated from their child at the border for 20 days. This will at least hit these officials who are putting these sanctuary policies into place without voter approval, I might add. They just get elected into office and decide that they're going to they're going to be the dictator in their city, county, or state, and put these policies in place, which everybody knows, you know, their big argument is it makes our immigrant community safer. No, our immigrants, our legal immigrants, know how to obey the law and follow the law in this country. It's the illegal aliens that they are protecting with these sanctuary policies and releasing rapists, murderers, drug dealers out onto our streets to commit more crimes against Americans. It's emboldening these illegal criminals because they know they have elected officials who will protect and fight for them.
It's really scary to see illegal criminal illegal aliens enjoying the protections of the U.S. Constitution while the constitutional rights of American citizens getting kicked around. And we have become
right.
subjects to the illegal immigrant and the democratic leftists. And for some reason, they have all the power because the media is in their back pocket and they do the bidding for them. And so the regular person who watches all the mainstream news only gets the leftist drivel that they spew forth on a regular basis. And that's it. And it's horrifying. And then they start believing it.
Right. And, so, and like I was talking to the police chief who was testifying with me, you know, unfortunately, it's the city council and the mayors in a lot of these cities who dictate to the police department what policies and how they will react to things in their community. So they are the very people. It's on a very local level, folks. You have to start making sure of who you're voting into, you know, the mayor's office, into your city councils, because those are the people making these decisions. And now in California, they're going to be allowing illegals to run for those local offices. And so
you can only imagine
how much worse it's going to get in California. But, I listened to President Trump today speaking at the law enforcement award ceremony. And, here we have a president who stands up for our law enforcement and praises them at any turn that he gets. And all of these officers have been being shot and sheriffs and stuff killed in the line of duty in the last few months. What Democratic politician can you name who's even mentioned that they've been killed or stand up for our law enforcement officers in this country? Who?
They don't. And it's really a shame. I would hate to be a New York City police officer under Mayor Warren Wilhelm, a.k.a. Bill de Blasio. In New York City, they were attacking them with water guns and throwing buckets of water at them when they're trying to arrest people. And then they don't expect them to fight back. They're goading these guys to react. You know, and they do that on purpose.
They know the officer will be reprimanded and possibly suspended, and they will be protected once again with sanctuary policies that they have in New York. It's absolutely sickening to me that these illegal criminals, that these illegal thugs have more rights over American citizens, and our elected officials are just turning a blind eye. This is what our country will become under Democratic rule, and we have got to make sure that we vote as many Democrats out of congressional and senatorial seats and make damn sure that one of them doesn't get in the White House. We have to make sure of this because it will be chaos in our country.
It already is chaos, and we haven't even got there yet.
Right.
That's the scary part. That's the absolute scary part right now.
Right.
Do I not have a right? Sorry. I hit a play button accidentally. Sorry. I gotta want to play something here towards the end of the show. It's a little off of topic of what we're talking about now. Are there any things that you're doing now, Marianne, events, things coming up that you're going to be supporting or speaking at that people can maybe go and see you speak and say hello?
Well, right now I'm in Georgia at Angel Mom Kathy Inman's house. Kathy and Billy Inman were in an accident 19 and a half years ago with an illegal that killed their only child, Dustin. And
yes.
Kathy's sole caretaker, her husband, Billy, died of a heart attack this past June. And we did a GoFundMe and raised $6,000. And we have done a $25,000 remodel to her home. All the labor has been donated. Many, many plumbing fixtures, toilets, that kind of stuff. Granite countertop for the bathroom has been donated. We put all new flooring in her home, painted, and just really updated her home and did a 5x5 walk-in shower to where her caretakers can now roll her in on a shower chair because she's been in a wheelchair for 19 and a half years. So we're finishing that project up this week, and I'll be heading home to Arizona. I've been here in Georgia for over a month working on this. And we should be in Iowa, I believe, the beginning of December for immigration town hall. But, you know, stay abreast. Keep track of us on Facebook at Angel Families, on Twitter, and on our website, angelfamilies.com. We're working in conjunction with sheriffs to try and have Angel Family town halls across the United States this next year to bring these issues to the American voters so they can hear our stories firsthand. We don't have any reason to lie to our fellow Americans. What we are doing is warning them of what can happen to them and how, why and how they can stand up to these corrupt politicians in our country.
Amen. And, we did a little segment on the Inmans, and I hope that some people heard it and chipped in a couple of bucks. I hope we were able to help there. It's great news.
Yes.
I hope it works out for her, and may God bless you.
People can go on Facebook at Angel Families or Angel Moms, and they can see the pictures of the remodel and what we've done. It's just been amazing, the outpouring of generosity from our fellow Americans to get this done. And I just wish we would have raised more to have been able to do more for her. But look, this is a start, and it's very heartfelt from, like I said, the people who donated. And Kathy appreciates that. She cries every day when she sees, you know, what the progress that we're making, and almost done with her shower. She can't wait to take a shower in her brand new, beautiful bathroom. So we'll post more pictures when it's all finished.
That's great stuff. And on the show with us tonight, Marianne, is a fellow radio personality, Jim Price. And he's got a show too. You might want to go on once and promote all the things that you do on his show. Jim, say hello to Marianne. He's co-hosting with me tonight. Hey. We are mutual friends. I share his show. He shares my show. We promote each other's show a little bit. So I brought him on tonight.
Well, Marianne, your story that you've given up more than any of us could imagine, I mean, it's inspiring. And the fact that you're continuing to move forward with other people, you haven't just sat back and let someone else take the reins. You're doing a great job. I'd love to have you on my show if you want to. You can look up the Jim Price Show, get a hold of me. And we can have you on for half hour, whatever you want to do to, on the show, and it'd be great. I do my shows on Saturday night, 7-9 Central. So we'd love to have you.
I will get in touch with you. I appreciate
That'd
it.
That'd be wonderful. You bet.
I can hopefully get together if need be. I'm pretty good at linking folks together. I try. I think it's important that more unity and the more voices we can have to spread the message, the better. Where are you out of again, Jim? Kansas City?
Yes, sir. I'm up in Kansas. Yeah, Kansas. So we're right in the middle of it. So I was born in Phoenix, so I actually know the area quite well out there. So
perfect.
So a little bit of a connection there for me. So I have a couple of daughters that still live out there and know the area very well.
Nice. We will definitely connect. And thank you for having me on, Mark.
Of course, always welcome, Marianne. Anything that I can do to support your cause, I will try always, you and Steve and the other Angel families, because I believe it's ridiculous that one person is one person too many to lose their lives, and we got over 4,000 since the president's been elected, so it's kind of ridiculous.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
How many people died? Yes, ma'am. Thank you
so
much. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
4,000 plus murders at the hands of illegal aliens since the president's been elected.
Wow.
And other crimes, you know, burglaries, assaults, other petty crimes, shoplifting, all kinds of crimes. Jails are full. But how many people?
Well, and the sad part
Hold on one second. Before I lose my train of thought. Sorry.
You're fine.
3 years, 4,000 plus. In 3 years on the battlefield against the war on terror, how many have we lost? We have lost more on our own soil to illegal immigration crime than in the last 3 years than the wars that we are in the Middle East right now. Let that sink in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was just getting ready to talk about is that we basically have our own type of terrorism. Now, granted, these people aren't going out and doing things with bombs, but they don't. When you don't have a disregard for the law of the land, that means you don't respect the people, you don't respect the laws, you don't respect dignity of life. And so, if you know you can run a red light, kill somebody, and pay a $200 fine and move on, what does it matter to you? You know, you're going to do what you want to do. And if these people keep, you know, putting them within the sanctuary block, that's almost like they're ambassadors. You know, an ambassador from another country has this ambassador's, you know, get-out-of-jail-free card. Is that what we're doing with people that are coming from all over the world through our southern border?
Yeah, it's crazy. Then, you know what I've seen? I've seen a video. I'm going to try to play this video. I think it's going to work. The United Nations have a compound in Utah, ladies and gentlemen, where they
what?
A building they took over a building. Watch this. Listen to this.
Oh, turn off the camera?
Yeah.
Do I not have a right to have the camera?
I'm not giving you permission to check my face.
Okay. Are you a public servant?
I'm
or?
Okay.
Because this is my city, and so I have a right to film.
You just let the nation's compound?
I'm not a United Nations compound?
Yes.
This is a compound?
Yeah. Since Sunday evening, we took over this compound. This is international territory. When you step outside, it's U.S. Here is international territory. It's U.S. compound.
Wow.
To be the champion of your human rights. Here, they are boasting about how they love the freedom of the press. But notice that in the UN Declaration of Human Rights, they claim the power to deny you any of your rights at their discretion if it doesn't fit their agenda. There were thousands of cameras filming the United Nations that day, activists, journalists, and citizens. But as soon as their security saw that one activist was speaking against the UN's agenda, she was targeted, just like the UN's Declaration on Human Rights says that they have a loophole for.
Wow.
Let's recap what you saw. The UN set up a compound in the middle of Salt Lake City. The UN says they took over the building. The UN stated that the taxpayer-funded Salt Lake Palace was now international territory where U.S. rights don't apply. The UN stated that the United States was outside the doors of the Salt Palace. The UN, who at best should have been a guest of Salt Lake, instead acted like an invader and denied a U.S. citizen their First Amendment rights. Should the United Nations be allowed to simply claim territory in the middle of the United States and deny any U.S. citizen any of their inalienable rights? The evidence is clear that the United Nations claims of defending human rights is a complete farce. They have demonstrated their intent to rule, along with their complete lack of respect for our own citizens, for all to see, right here on our own soil. That's not all. This has all been brought to you by your fellow elected leaders and other prominent Utah officials. The Utah legislature actually paid for them to come here and defended this international compound with your tax dollars. The mayor of Salt Lake City welcomed them with open arms, and the executives of Utah Valley University invited them here shortly after they officially signed up to promote the UN's agenda through the university. Do you know that the United Nations is already writing and passing laws that the state of Utah and Utah's cities are putting into law on behalf of the UN? If you're upset that the Utah legislature and the city of Salt Lake invited this organization to come and trample on your rights, please go right now to UnitedNationsUtah.com and sign the petition, and then share this video on all your social media. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more bombshell reports about the United Nations in Utah and what you can do to take back your local government.
How about that, folks? You heard it here on the Patriot Nation Radio.
Man.
They've taken over a building. They didn't buy it. They didn't. The words were they took over the building. And the United States is outside the door. In here is international. How crazy is that?
Wow. Well, and then if you really want to get too far down the rabbit hole, you can talk about how Washington, D.C. is not part of America and how your birth certificate is a stock number. But, I mean, depends on how far you want to freak everybody out, right?
Yeah, you know. Most of the people that listen to this show know all about it. We've been reporting all kinds of things for years over here. And we kind of touch with all the things that are conspiracy theories today and truth and fact tomorrow on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible some of the things that we've lived through and how many times we've been vindicated on some of the things we spoke about.
Well, that's amazing. The tough part is that if you get too far ahead of the learning curve of the general public, you know, your quote as being a white nationalist or your quote as being a Marxist or a Nazi or whatever it is, and it's like, you know, I made a comment on the president landing at Andrews Air Force Base, and there's now like over 400 comments when I said we stand with all patriots. And these people have gone off on these huge tangents about what a patriot is and how bad the president is. And I'm like, why do you care if the president's landing? Why would you even get that video feed? You know, it's like, why are you on here? Like, leave me alone. It's just weird how people have.
The psycho leftists are so angry and they hate the president more than they love America. It is completely evident. And it runs all the way up to the highest echelons of our intelligence community, the CIA, the FBI, and the DOJ. It's apparent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
very
hopefully
much
we
so.
Get to the bottom. You know, hopefully.
Well, you know that we've got over 100,000 sealed indictments that Bill Barr is sitting on right now, right?
I keep hearing that for years. They have all these indictments. I don't know. We'll have to see.
You can't drop it all in one day because, like I said, it freaks out the general public, and they actually put that into those equations and how they can do things and how they can release information, whether we can digest it or not.
I think what's happening is they go, oh, we got 234 pedophiles in Northern California today, and then next week we got 350 pedophiles in North Carolina today. And 2 days later, we got 125 pedophiles out of Texas, and they do it slowly in dribs and drabs.
Did you see the whole idea behind why the power was being shut off in Northern California? That had nothing to do with fires?
2,100 children rescued from bunkers, apparently, by the Pentagon Pedophile Task Force. And I'm still waiting for
you realize they had to shut all the power off to catch where the underground bases were at, because they kept power within those bases because they have their own independent power sources. But if you shut off all the power on top of the, you know, on top of the soil, well, then they can run their scans and be able to find where those tunnels were at. That's what all that was. I mean, I hate to put my tinfoil hat on too tight, but
you know,
because a lot of people don't want to believe that. They really don't want to believe it.
This is what come out, and they're like, well, it's not on the news. I said, they're not going to report that on the news. They can't tell you that they had a military action in the middle of the night while the lights were out, you know? But who knows? You know, people that sent me the story are very reputable sources like some of the people that sent it to me, like, are serious, like everything they send and write about is vetted. You know, they're actually writers and stuff like that, and reporters and people that are actually out there investigating stuff. Some of my sources that are really good, and they're sending it to me. I have to almost go, well, God, it came from them. It's hard to believe, even for me. It's hard for me to believe. You know, and then this guy Holmes.
The scary part is that ties into when they talked about how the Walmarts, you know, there were certain Walmarts that were being refitted and certain equipment moved, and you know, this was during the Obama administration.
Jade Helm 15.
Yeah.
It was all around the Jade Helm exercises, which turned out to be like a lot of hoopla. There's something shady happening there. I don't know what, but the Walmart here in Florida, I think, is still closed. One of the ones that they had here is still closed. They never reopened it.
Well, they can't explain why that the Walmart has a Department of Defense contracts that pays them billions of dollars a year. Nobody can figure out why that money is given to Walmart each year in a contract. What would Walmart be doing with the Department of Defense?
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, they're not selling AR-15s out of the Walmarts no more, so they don't need it for that.
Yeah. Maybe they're getting a bulk discount on ammo or something.
You know?
Walmart brand ammo.
Oh, maybe survival backpacks and Bowie knives.
with Hello Kitty on them. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, Hello Kitty Bowie knife. That's not a knife.
It's
a knife. Hello Kitty.
The knife and it sparkles.
We got sugar on the handle. And look, it's got tassels like on the bicycle handle.
That way you know how fast you're running.
Pink and white one. Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Kid next door, he's got rainbow. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You know?
Mommy's got him on the right path already.
You got to try to laugh in all this shit sometimes, too. You know, it's really... You got to try to find some humor. So I'm always trying to find the goofy angle on things sometimes because I got to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, some people my show is funny sometimes. I don't know. I'm funny.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I always talk about and I try to find humor in AOC is that you always talk about how she wants to take over our daily lives and put in new currency, and which has nothing to do with the green energy. Not one dime of the money that would be spent on, quote unquote, the new Green Deal would be new energy. It would actually restructure the entire American infrastructure. It would take over your daily lives. It would be horrible. And I'm like, this lady wants to do that, but she has to set a timer to make macaroni and cheese.
94.
What do they say
it's going to be? It's going to be like $94 trillion or something. $43 trillion, some crazy thing. $7 trillion a year in taxes, and it's going to cost $94 trillion to do the new Green Deal. Who's paying for that?
$10 trillion per year over 10 years. So, yeah, there's no way. I mean, it's lunacy. There wouldn't be enough people there to be able to pull off the work they're trying to do. But the fact they would just basically go in and confiscate every dime on the open market, that's not what we want.
Nope. And we see here that one thing that you'll never see, and so we have to do shows and point it out. The trade deal with China is just about hammered out. It's about halfway hammered out. This man is going to make a trade deal with China unlike no one's ever been able to do before. It's historic.
Oh, yeah.
It's unreal
going on. I mean, I've got buddies of mine that are farmers, and I told them, I said, you better put your lock on your beans for next year and your corn, because if they're going to be buying $20 billion of new product from us just next year alone, that right there wipes out all of our reserves. I mean, they got to be putting some fields in the – or some plants in the field this year. We're not going to be able to meet the quota that we're selling to. I just don't see how we could do it.
All right.
So –
well,
Japan
do it
buying $8 million of it.
Yeah, we made a deal with Japan. We're making deals with the European Union. Next thing you know, it's just going to be so dang economically strong that nobody's going to be able to compete anywhere in the country, and everyone's going to want to come here again the legal way so they can get in the right way. We could pray.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and here's the thing, and this is a little known story about me. The people that actually I was left with when I was a baby, I was about, you know, 3 or 4 months old, they were actually PD, had come over the border and gone into the military to get a citizenship. So he actually served 20-some years in the Air Force as a Mexican who came over to America, him and his wife, and they had all their kids here. But, you know, as a young man, he decided he'd go in the military so he could be a part of America. So he did it the legal way, did it the right way, and, you know, he's got kids that are very, very successful. And so I've seen all this firsthand. I lived in it. You know, I mean, I'm as white as, you know, they come, but at the same time, I'm living with a Mexican family, you know, for almost 5 years that you know, they were first generation, and they don't want to see other people cheating the system.
No, nope. I've had folks that have come here legally on the show. They, like, I've seen, there's a picture of a class graduating and becoming citizens, and they're waving their flags, and one of the people in the picture then did a video, and it came across my feed, and I reached out. And like 2 days mm-hmm. after they became an American citizen, they came on my show. And it
wow.
was amazing.
See, that's amazing. That's what it's supposed to be like, though.
Yeah, and they were so proud. And they knew more about the
yeah.
Constitution and the rule of law in this country than Americans.
Yeah. Well, because we're too busy, you know, with this Common Core math and all this other crap that we can't teach kids history. We can't teach them civics. We can't teach them home ec because we're too busy trying to pass a test that doesn't give them any life skills and how to get through life. So we've got a bunch of derelicts, people that don't have real skills coming out of high school. Yeah, they can pass a test, but they can't balance their own checkbook. They don't even understand
right.
how all that works and due dates and how to stamp put postage on a letter. You know, how do you fill out a
down
letter, you know, and stuff like that.
Down here in the Sunshine State, our good governor squashed Common Core. My son has music class and art class, and it's amazing. They teach
wow.
under language. He's only in third grade, so they teach history under language arts. And they were
right.
teaching history, and I was like, wow, pretty good. You know, of course, the Abraham Lincoln story, they only tell you about the honest Abe part. They don't tell you about the other parts of Abe that aren't so honest.
Right.
Like a guy
or the part
fighting.
Where he took us from the state, individual state rights to the federal model we live today. Nobody talks about
right.
that.
Or that he freed the slaves while owning slaves.
Right. Oh, that's a little detail. No big deal.
You know,
or the potato famine. Nobody wants to talk about the potato famine and how the Irish were sold, you know, at the same time. They were put into slavery exactly the same way. I don't understand how we glaze over that in history. The potato famine in England was going in and ravaging the Irish. So
they're honkies.
Yeah.
To be perfectly politically correct, they were a bunch of honkies, just like me and you.
That's
so
right.
That's why I glance over it. That's why it's
yeah,
like,
but that's
white slaves
but
never.
That's
no such
it shouldn't
thing.
Be. But why are we running around with all this, you know, this stuff where we see people that are understanding that, you know, that the Democrats put the blacks into slavery just by economics alone? By creating the
right.
welfare state, they created a prison that these people could not escape, and then talking about
then,
how they're the only ones that are fighting for it.
And then everywhere there's a hood, there's a Planned Parenthood, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that
we're
was
in the hood.
2018.
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. 2018, there were actually more black babies aborted in the state of New York than there were born. And nobody wants to talk about how that's actually a genocide. If you think about
yeah.
if you're killing more people that are being born, there's a real imbalance there. There's a problem.
I guarantee
we want to glaze
you,
over that.
In the Islamic and the Latino community, there's been a baby boom. I guarantee it.
Yep.
But
oh,
in
yeah.
the white and African-American or black communities, there's been the opposite. So we were talking about this earlier, where in the American society, I'm not going to say white or black, the American people, we're taught to
right.
get an education, go to school, get a career, get yourself established, work for a few years, get all the things you need, and then maybe have one or two kids.
Right.
Where everybody else is like, have as many kids as you want and leech off the system, get as much money and benefits as you can and do nothing.
Yep. Yep. No
and
responsibility, no dignity in that system at all. And then we wonder why these people cannot
yeah.
get out of this cycle.
They got all these benefits. They don't have to work. So they're all at home all day
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
All night
but
long.
But it's a jail. They live in a jail that they don't even realize they've created by living within that little system. Yeah, maybe they're having as many kids as they want, but you have to live within the government's cube. You know, you have to live under their in their housing with their money and their food stamps. And it's like that's not life.
Then they go, do what we say or no more benefits. Hey, I got to wrap up this show. Yep. It's 9 o'clock here, Jim. So tell folks how they can reach out to the Jim Price Show. I scheduled an hour and a half, but I got to get off at 9 o'clock. I do that because sometimes it runs over. But tell folks how they can get in touch with the Jim Price Show.
Jim Price Show is on Facebook, the Jim Price Show. I'm also on YouTube, with YouTube Live when I broadcast the show. Best place to find me is on Facebook. And like, share, comment as much as possible. Be kind. You know, be kind to each other. Be kind to me. Remember, do a little bit more for everybody each day, and the world will be a better place.
Amen. I'm putting it in the thing here right now, the Jim Price Show. Folks,
thank you.
On Facebook. Seek it out. It's a good show. So we've got a guest on with him. So get on the show too, folks, because, you know, here soon, this show has to finally come to its peak and come to a halt. And life is rough. Times are tough. And it's just so hard to maintain this show two nights a week, every night, for another 800 shows. As much as I would love to do it, it's soon coming to an end. I hate to say it. And, you know, the pages will be up. I'll still be commenting, you know, and I may do a broadcast here, but just not like consistently all the time, every week, two shows a week, you know, back killing myself, doing research and getting guests and doing all that stuff. It just gets in the way. And
it's tough.
And I pay for my airtime
on the radio. I pay for my airtime on YouTube, on Facebook. I have to pay for Restream. I have to pay for the website. So all that stuff's out of my pocket. It's an expensive little deal. So,
and I may like do Monday shows where I just, you know, during the day set up like a startup audio and schedule a show and you hear an old show from back in the day. But doing live shows constantly all the time, I got to start hanging out with the wife and kid more. My wife's ill and things are going crazy. My son needs his dad in this critical time in his life. And he doesn't need me sitting on the lanai in front of my Trump signs blabbing for an hour about crap he could care less about when he wants to talk about Pokemon and maybe flying his drone at the park. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yep.
And so we're trying to hook up folks that maybe when that time comes, you can tune in and still have a good quality show that you can listen to. And it's about the topics and the things that you like and love and care about and are passionate about. So. That's why I'm doing this, folks. Bring on the Jim Price of the Jim Price Show, so we can deflect folks when this show has to come to its screeching halt. Unfortunately, it's not today. It's not maybe, but it's real soon. I'm going to start with Monday night shows. Is going to be going first. That's coming up. So, folks, that's an official announcement. You heard it here on the Patriot Nation Radio. Jim, I want to thank you so much. This is the time where I'm going to play the national anthem and wrap up this show. Folks, tune in this Thursday. 8 p.m. Eastern right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, and on the Facebook live feed, make sure you tune in and catch as many shows as you can. And you can always go to that website, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, and there's 800 shows there. You can go and have a blast. All right, folks, here it is. It's Star Spangled Banner, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. And don't forget LibertyRush.com and my friend Paul over at Patriot. Shit.com. Here we go. We probably get an ad here. I always get an ad.
Nope, we're good.
Strike in thy sight.
of course, folks, make sure you head on over to DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. It's been out now for a while, but Survivor is there. All the proceeds go to survivors of officers and folks killed in the line of duty. I think it's $1.99. Hook it up, folks. Let's make this thing go crazy. Until we meet again, it's me, Mark Hoffman, your host, Patriot Nation Radio Show, over and out. Have a good night, folks.